Any data or thoughts about using combined therapy with anti-PD-1 and anti-CTLA-4 in Merkel cell?
So absolutely. There's an interest in combination checkpoint blockade in Merkel cell, just like there is in every other kind of cancer. And discussions have been had around using CTLA-4 plus PD-1-based immunotherapy. The caveat there is that the patient population for which you'd be employing this is not the same as what we've seen in melanoma, because the majority of patients who have Merkel cell carcinoma are going to be of advanced age, and therefore their ability to tolerate the side effect profile associated with that combination therapy, I think, is a little bit more in doubt. So those sorts of questions are being asked, and clinical trials to investigate those questions are coming forward. I think there we're going to need a lot more flexibility around the dosing strategy associated with the CTLA-4 antibody, whether it's to drop it from 3 mg/kg to 1 mg/kg for ipilimumab, or perhaps to space out the dosing, not every 3 weeks, but rather every 6 weeks. I think we're going to have to take a broader approach, because unfortunately, the idea that we're going to be inducing a grade 3-4 immune-related adverse events in more than 50% of our octogenarians, I think, is going to be problematic in clinical practice.